friends, hundreds of years before Christ, the prophet Zechariah spoke of the coming of the king promised to claim the royal throne of King David. In his 9th chapter, he says, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. Righteous and having salvation is he, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim and the war horse from Jerusalem, and the battle bow shall be cut off, and he shall speak peace to the nations. His rule shall be from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth." Like other Old Testament prophecies, these words were well known to the Israelites. Earlier, the prophet Isaiah spoke of the promised king as the Prince of Peace, saying, "Of the increase of his government and of peace, there will be no end on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and righteousness from this time forth and forevermore." Both the prophets Isaiah and Micah described the nature of Christ's kingdom in almost the exact same words. The 4th chapter of Micah's prophecy says, "He shall judge between many peoples, and shall decide disputes for strong nations far away. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore." Clearly, the Israelites had much reason to eagerly await the promised re-establishment of King David's great kingdom. Crowds were aware of John the Baptizer's testimony that the divine message of Jesus is far more important than his own. Jesus' own miraculous power, profound teaching, and his unparalleled holy life testified even more convincingly to who he is. All 4 gospel records report Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem, fulfilling Zechariah's prophecy. Jesus did not even own a humble donkey to ride. He had to borrow one. We read in Matthew's 21st chapter, "And the crowds that went before him and that followed him were shouting, 'Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!'" So Jesus' triumphal entry to Jerusalem convinced the masses that he is indeed the promised royal heir of King David. They enthusiastically shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David!" Friends, the enthronement of kings and the establishment of kingdoms and empires are always characterized by glamour, conquest, wealth, and military power. This was not the case with Jesus. The excited crowds seemed to wrongly assume that Jesus would re-establish King David's earthly kingdom. Zechariah had called on them to rejoice in the coming of an extremely humble king, mounted on a lowly little donkey. More importantly, he is described as righteous and having salvation. He comes as the promised Savior, Redeemer, to do away with all instruments of war. Zechariah's prophecy says that he shall speak peace to the nations. His rule shall be from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth. For a few more days, the crowds enthusiastically followed him. They had watched him heal the blind and the sick, and were specially impressed by his raising Lazarus from the dead. The vast majority clearly did not understand their own prophet's teaching about the humility of the promised Savior, the Messiah King. The religious leaders became extremely jealous of his influence on the crowds and began to plan his murder. In just a few days, realizing that Jesus was not what they wanted, the crowd loudly demanded that Pilate crucify him. Friends, Jesus did not come to establish another corruptible earthly kingdom. His is a universal kingdom of salvation, an abiding eternal kingdom of truth, justice, self-giving love, and peace. It is the universal kingdom of blessing among all families of the earth. It is the new humanity established by the new Adam, Jesus, the promised offspring of Abraham and David. In contrast to an earthly ethnic kingdom, the gospel calls Christ's universal kingdom the Israel of God. In the last chapter of the epistle to the Galatians, it is the new creation which enjoys God's peace and mercy. Hallelujah.